For our first interview on the program this week, we hear from Drew Worden. He is the interim director of the Mizzou International Composers Festival. That's coming later this summer here to Columbia. And up first, we hear from a member of the faculty here at the MU School of Music, who's also a member of the 20-member strong ensemble Alarm Will Sound.
Hi, I'm Stefan Freund, and I'm the artistic director of the Mizzou International Composers Festival. I want to talk a little bit about what we have planned for this summer. The festival is this summer, this July 25th through 30th. We have three concerts, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Those are the nights of July 28th, 29th, and 30th. The first concert, July 28th, Thursday night, will feature Alarm Will Sound, an ensemble that I play in and have been a founding member of. We'll be performing works by our two guest composers, who will be Aaron Gee from the University of Illinois and Oscar Bettison from the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore. We'll also have other works that Alarm Will Sound is preparing for that concert. We also have on Friday night, July 29th, a concert of Mizzou New Music. This is going to feature three groups: our Mizzou New Music Ensemble, a piano and violin duo of Julie Rosenfeld and Peter Miyamoto, who are both professors at the Mizzou School of Music, and Leo Sagigit, our saxophone professor's Missouri Saxophone Quartet. Again, that concert will feature music by our two guest composers, Aaron Gee and Oscar Bettison, and will also feature other works from Mizzou faculty and students. Our signature event is Saturday night, July 30th, at the Missouri Theater. That will be our eight world premieres, where Alarm Will Sound premieres works by eight resident composers who were selected from over 230 applications. Those composers are going to be in residence at the University of Missouri throughout that week and working with Alarm Will Sound, preparing us for that performance, and then we will premiere those works on Saturday, July 30th, to close out the festival.
I've always been curious, how long does Alarm Will Sound have with those eight pieces of music?
So we come in the Tuesday before the week of the festival, and we go down to Jean Sinkfield's farm, as she refers to it, or the Sinkfield Reserve. We rehearse down there in her lake house. We basically have the whole place to ourselves. She provides us with meals and lodging, which is really fantastic. It is so much logistically easier to work in her space than, say, New York, for example, where we're all in different hotels and we stay in at different places and we have a studio that we have to get to, rent the percussion equipment. Obviously, it's very expensive as well. We get a lot of work done down there, 6 hours of rehearsal most days, 7.5 on a couple of days. And then we transfer up here on the Monday before the festival. That's July 25th, and then we work the rest of the time in the Missouri Theater and at Loeb in preparation for our Thursday and Saturday night concerts.
So it's basically 9 days that you've got with these eight pieces of music to get comfortable with them, and you've never seen them before.
Yeah, I think it's more like 10, but who's counting? The 10th day probably makes a big difference when you have eight pieces to learn, in addition to the Thursday night repertoire. The Thursday night repertoire can be very difficult as well. Certainly was last year.
And how often throughout the year does Alarm Will Sound come together for performances and rehearsals?
It's usually once a month, and we usually get together for about a week every month. It averages out that way anyway.
My guests in studio are Stefan Freund. He is the composition faculty at the School of Music here at the University of Missouri. Drew Worden is with him. He's the interim director of the Mizzou International Composers Festival. For people who have never been to a festival, to this festival before, what is the most attractive thing about what's available? If you've never been before, why get up off of your lazy boy recliner and put down the remote and come to the Missouri Theater?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, Netflix is always going to be there. You know, Alarm Will Sound's here for a couple of days. You know, I think what's really unique about this is Stefan was mentioning New York earlier. The festival is a sliver kind of this scene that's on fire in New York City of new music and living composers and performers having interactions in the way they make new music. And, you know, Alarm Will Sound been written up in the New York Times many times. And they're here in Columbia for 5 days with the composers that are writing music for them. So it's like our little snapshot of this thriving scene in New York City, but it's here in Columbia, you know, like just down the road in the Missouri Theater. So, I mean, I guess I would say House of Cards is great, but I mean, we have Alarmal Sound right here, you know?